Hey, welcome to another episode of the Walita Zami podcast. Today's special guest is Boomer Cruz, who's an award-winning, incredible copywriter, and he has worked on some of the biggest campaigns. And today he's going to give us a lot of his expertise on how we can do better copywriting. That's for our websites. That's for emails. That's for the Instagram captions and just how we reach our audience in everyday, day-to-day life. So as a visual artist, we have no problem creating the beautiful imagery. We have no problem with that at all. But I do think that there's a lot lacking in the word department. And Boomer is going to use his expertise to give us some tools on how we can use these words to really strengthen our business. With that being said, I want to introduce Boomer Cruz.
Hey, Walita. Thanks for having me on the show. My name is Boomer Cruz. I'm currently the lead copywriter at Salesforce, where I lead a team of copywriters and we do all the advertising around the globe, really, for Sales Cloud and Service Cloud, the two biggest products at Salesforce. I've also worked on a number of really cool brands that I particularly like, Alaska Airlines, Muscle Milk, Pepsi, NFL. You know, the importance for copywriting when it comes to a solopreneur, freelancer, a visual creative in general is really using the copy to differentiate yourself in a saturated market. Because if you're a photographer, you know, guess what? You're not the only photographer out there. And you're going to need to have a unique selling point, we call in advertising, USP, unique selling point, to differentiate yourself in markets that are saturated, which is pretty much every market nowadays. So also the copywriting is an opportunity for you to share your perspective in the world, which is also further differentiation. So that's what copywriting is, and I'm happy to be
here. I love the way you put that. As for photographers or filmmakers, there's so many of us. I could right now, I'm in Los Angeles, I could throw a rock and hit another photographer. But what's going to make my work stand out?
Why you? Because there's a million photographers out there. Why would someone hire you? One thing that copywriting is great for is perspective. Like, what's your perspective on, let's say, photography? You know, what's your motto when you're taking a picture of something or someone? How do you think about that picture? Because that's what someone's hiring. It's not necessarily the outcome all the time. It's a lot of times what goes into the work itself. So I would say, to keep it simple, I would say captions, website copy. If you run ads, obviously that's a copywriting, you know, that's the bread and butter of copywriting is actual ads. And the one last thing is probably like your tagline or slogan. And this is probably the statement that you have in your bio that kind of wraps up your brand.
Okay, thank you, Boomer. So then the other question that I have is, would you actually put a character limit on your posts, like for the captions or anything like that with social media? What would you say about that?
I wouldn't put a character limit on it. I would say whatever gets the point across. I mean, in the Instagram captions, I think if your IG is a business and it's there, the purpose of it is there to ultimately sell a product or service, you need to be able to captivate the audience in the first line of your captions. The very first line is like going to be it's going to dictate if the audience reads the rest of the post or not, that first line. So it's always, you always want to relate to the audience in the very first line. And there's a couple different ways to do that. We can get into that. So what you want to do is you want to stir up an emotion of some sort. So there's a bunch of different ways to do that. I'm going to share with you like the three main approaches that I see kind of work with captions. So I can get into that if you're ready for it.
Yes, sir, we are ready. So what is bucket number one?
So the first one is something new. Something new. So this is something breakthrough. This is something everyone has wrong. This is some announcement that should be made. This is some unique fact that nobody knows. This is something that finally happened, or this is something that surprised you, or this is something no one can believe, or this is a new thing the world needs today. Something like that. Because as humans, we all want to be in on everything. We want to be in on, not everything, but we want to be in on the newest thing. And especially if that new thing could make our lives easier, could make us more money, could do something to benefit us, we want to know about that new thing. So that's approach number one.
Okay, so bucket or approach number one is something new. What would be bucket number two?
Bucket number two is classic. It's something exclusive or something secret. You see, and by the way, yeah, after I say all these things, you're going to be like, oh, when you look at the Clubhouse titles, you're going to be like, oh, okay, got it. I see where this is coming from. You know, you'll see a lot of the word secret used, you know, the secrets to da 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 da, or, you know, or this usually never happens, but when it does, da da da. Or this is, you know, something that's forbidden to most people is blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, this is something that no one knows, but everyone should know, or something like that. This is alluding to something that is not widely known, and is kind of insider information. Because again, as humans, we want to be in on something that would benefit us, that might benefit us.
All right. So bucket or approach number one is something new, something breakthrough. Number two would be something exclusive, a secret, the hidden, the forbidden things. What would you say is bucket number three that we can use?
Say the third one here that we got here is something about pain, And because a really, really persuasive way to get someone interested in something is telling them that you can avoid some sort of pain. So that you know, that encompasses a regret or rejection, or something you're guilty of, or something you're procrastinating about, or feeling alone, or what hurts to think about, or something you're afraid of, or what's a failure, or something you're embarrassed about or afraid of, that kind of thing. So when you can basically promise some sort of avoidance of pain, that's actually very compelling for an audience.
All right, Boomer. So I understand that there is a three buckets, and they're really, really helpful. So thank you for that. But the question that I have, I feel like somebody else, maybe they're going on a walk and thinking the same thing, is it better to, I guess, juggle one ball at a time and just do one of these buckets? Or do we try to incorporate a couple buckets at a time, because that might be more impactful? What do you think?
It's a lot better when you give your audience one ball to catch. My mentor told me that. Always give the audience one ball to catch. So these buckets are really good for trying to define what's your point. Like, this is especially true when you're writing Instagram captions. Like, you don't want to try to mix all these in one line, in one hook line in the beginning of your caption, because it's going to get muddy. And it's really, and simplicity is powerful. There's power in simplicity. So it will behoove you to focus on one of these things at once.
Boomer, would you be open to maybe giving us a formula or two, something like acronyms, anything that would make it easier for the audience to listen to or to remember, rather? And it's a great way for them to check to see if they're on the right path.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share two formulas that we commonly use, like just in my job all the time. So I'll share. So the first one is ARCS, A-R-C-S, A-R-C-S. So the first letter here is ask. So it's ask a yes question. Ask a yes question. I'll put this in practice in a second. I'll give you an example, but ask a yes question. So get people nodding, basically. Get people, ask a question you know for sure that they're going to say yes to. So ask a yes question. Then relate to the audience. So relate the benefits that they're looking for to the audience. Okay, I'll give an example in a second. Then the C is you close them. So basically you give them the solution, and you say that basically you have the solution, and just give them a little bit about it. And then the S is you send them where to get it. Send them where to get it. So how this plays out, okay, I'm gonna freestyle something. I'll do, if it's for, you know, hair loss, let's just say, because that's top of mind usually for me. No pun intended. This one might go, you know, are you looking in the mirror and seeing a couple less hairs on the top of your head every day? And I'm like, yes. Go on and say, well, if you're anything like my other 500 clients that I've helped, or 500, you know, guys that I've helped, you know, bring back their hairline closer to their eyebrows, you know, you might want to pay attention to this post. You know, and then here's where you close them and say, you know, for the last 20 years, you know, I've worked with my pops and his grandfather, and we've developed a formula with blah, 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 you know, and then it's like, you know, but I won't get into it now. You know, this is where you get to the S. Head over to my website and you can dive into depth about it. You can hear the resource, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can tell them where to get it, right? Tell them where to get the thing. So ARCS. Ask a yes question, relate to the audience in some way, shape, or form, close them with your like product statement, and then send them where to get it. That's a really good formula to use for captions, for sales pages, for emails and things like that. Even a video that could even follow. We've used that for a video as well.
Okay, so thank you for that, Boomer. It's ARCS, and that's going to help out. Listen, it's going to help me out right off the bat too. Do you have a second one that you'd be willing to share with the audience?
That's right. And then I'll give one more. This is a simpler one. One more is a really simple one. It's PAS, P-A-S. So it's just problem, agitation, and solution. So, you know, if it's the hair loss thing, it's like, most guys, as we get older, most guys are, losing their hair, something better than that. Some line about the problem. We're losing our hair and women are looking at us a little bit differently nowadays. It's like the problem. And then you agitate the problem. So you get a little bit more detailed and more specific about the problem. So if you start out by saying, most guys, as they grow older, women start to look at them differently as they lose their hair on their head, and that hurts your confidence. And you start wearing hats a little bit more. And, you don't go to the bar, you agitate the problem a little bit, you get into the head of that consumer, and then you just, tell them where to solve it. So this is where you send them where to get it. You tell them where to the site, you tell them about your solution or whatever it is, whatever kind of solution you have. So that's a really simple one. PAS.
I think of the two that you shared, Boomer, both are going to be really helpful, but which one would you say is a better one for starting out? Do you think that would be ARCS or PAS? What do you think?
I would agree. I would say it's probably the less persuasive one, just because the ARCS has the social proof injected. And like, I'm not a scientist, but I know NLP says that, that social proof is a really, really persuasive method to make people go, oh, wow, that could work for me. It works for all of them. It could work for me. So I think that it is a more advanced formula. It's pretty straightforward, though. I mean, it's not rocket science here. But yeah, I would say the PS is definitely a simpler one to use.
Boomer, I'm probably one of the most long-winded people. Is there an app? Is there a tool that you use that you think would help people out with their copy, with whatever they're writing? Is there something that you use or your agency uses that you could recommend to us?
Yes, I would use what I use professionally is something called the Hemingway app, and it's HemingwayApp.com. But essentially, it's just a place where you can copy and paste and drop in your copy, and it'll give you a reading score. So it'll give you like a readability score. And for Salesforce, we can't run anything that's above a grade 8, for instance. Has to be really, really easy to understand. And like Hemingway app is great because it actually suggests like to remove words and to replace words with like easier words to use, like, instead of provide, you can just say give, or, assist, you could just say help, for instance, like really simple stuff that will just make your copy. Cause really what you want to do is you want to make your copy kind of overall skimmable and just easy to digest quickly. Cause especially in the world that we live in, we're overstimulated with all these messages and people are scrolling through so many different posts. Think about how many posts people see a day. And so you just want to make your copy as skimmable as possible. That's why I think one of the most important things for you is getting that hook right, but also breaking up your paragraphs so that our eye can actually, because what happens is our eyes kind of settle in the negative space. The negative space is actually the break that you give our eyes so that we can consume the next line in a more, palatable way.
You know what I think might be interesting, Boomer, is if you can go over just a little bit or briefly how the human eye or the mind reads. I think that that's important for people to recognize because it helps them formulate their captions and their blogs and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, we skim for interesting stuff, though. So, that's why the hook is literally like it's going to dictate the success of your post because if the hook is good, then people will read on. So the purpose of your hook is to get people to read the second sentence. The purpose of the second sentence is for people to read the next sentence. So copywriters, if you read the book, The Copywriting Handbook by Joseph Sugarman, the Adweek Copywriting Handbook by Joseph Sugarman, he describes this process as creating a really, what does he call it? It's a really smooth slide, but a slippery slide. So creating a slippery slide. So your headline slips right into the subhead, slips right into the body copy, slips right into the second sentence, to the CTA, to your website. Real slippery.
What do you think about pages? And number one, I'm so curious if people even read it. I think that those that do read it, it's the thing that triggers them to make the call or send that email to you. But what are your thoughts about copywriting and the about page? Should it be long? Should it be short? Should we just be creative? What do you think?
This is a really tough question. I mean, like, because I've seen bios that are poems. I've seen beautiful bios that literally was just a poem. It was a poem about themselves. I've seen another bio that it was like a rap. It was like a straight up song that like rhymed. I've seen other bios where it was just like random words, or it was like a word cloud. Like where Boomer was written in the middle, you circle it, and then like all these words are coming off of it. Like, you could be creative, and that's the thing. Like if you're a visual creative, like, get visually creative. Like, don't assume because it's a bio and there's text to be entered. Like, don't get caught up with the templates. Like, you know, if a picture says 1,000 words about you, then use the picture and just write one line about it. You know, like, that's why there's not one size fits all. And I think, you know, the beauty with advertising, and I think the beauty with branding, is you gotta allow room for alchemy. Like, that's why I don't like to share rules and regulations, because it's like, once it's good to know the rules and the regulations and the character limits and the best practices and how to start this and how to relate here. But the most interesting ideas sometimes are the ones that go against everything everyone has said, all the experts, quote unquote experts, have said, and someone tried something new and it really worked. So I think leave some room for experimentation.
Thank you so much, Boomer. I just want to know if there's any last final words you want to leave with us. And I want to thank you again for everything you've done, because you're going to help out so many people and you've already helped me out. But any final words you want to say for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave everyone with one of my favorite Einstein quotes. And it's I said it earlier, but I'll just reiterate. If you can't say it simply, then you don't understand it well enough. So sometimes we got to sit with the problem a little bit longer and figure out what exactly we're trying to say. And that's a lot of times the clarity issues that we run into. So that's the answer to that. And then where you can find me, you can just DM me. My DMs are open currently. I'm working on a scheduling thing where you can book time with me and we can go through, you know, your copy one-on-one, or I can answer any questions that you have about your, you know, Facebook, whatever you're working on, anything, any part of your copy, really. Website, your ads, Facebook ads, if you're doing billboards or something, we can look at that together. Just DM me. I'm easy to get a hold of.
I want to thank my friend Boomer Cruz for jumping on the microphone and speaking to the photography community and artists and video and makeup and hair and all the creative work that we do. It's really important that we know how to use our words to help sell the art that we create and help position us in a better way. So thank you, Boomer, because to get somebody that's like the lead copywriter for Salesforce, a massive agency, who's an advertising instructor, to come in and spend his time with us is a really big deal. So thank you so much. Boomer is available on Instagram and his website. All of that is linked in the show notes. Please follow Boomer on social media. He's teaching a lot. He gives a lot of daily tips. That's going to help you out a ton. And the other thing too is, if you found this very helpful, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to please forward this to anybody else, whether they have a small business, whatever type of creative business they have, please forward this to them, because this kind of access is rare, and I want to really not only thank Boomer, but I want to take advantage of Boomer's generosity and make sure that it helps out as many people as possible. So if you do have somebody in your life, please forward this to them and say, hey, give this a listen. You're going to learn a ton. And for those people that have signed up for my newsletter, you can sign up for that, by the way. That's in the show notes too. As part of the Photographer Survival Package, you also get a lot of the freebies. So I'm going to go ahead and give a cheat sheet to the things that we learned from Boomer, and that should be in your inbox also if you've signed up for it. If you haven't yet, sign up and you'll get it again in the near future. Again, thank you so much, Boomer Cruz. You guys know where to find him. Boomer is linked. And thank you for listening to this and investing in yourself. I appreciate it. I appreciate listening to this podcast. I appreciate you guys leaving reviews and sharing this podcast. And I will speak with you next time. My name is Waleed Azami. Thank you so much for listening.